This internet radio show, or podcast, is number 61-3 in the series for Franklin Matters. This special recording is from the Finance Committee meeting on Tuesday, March 23rd, 2010. This is the third of four parts for the Finance Committee meeting. You can refer to the show notes for the details on this part and what was contained in the other parts.
All right, capital improvement plan changes.
Yeah, thank you. I know we were before you a while ago with the departments to talk about capital, and I've asked several departments to come tonight. Unfortunately, Mike's not here, and the school has a meeting, so I'll speak on their behalf. But if you recall, there was an initial capital plan, and then we set aside money for snow and ice, and hopefully we're not going to have any more snow and ice, so we were able to make further requests for infrastructure improvements. What went before the council subcommittee last week and was unanimously approved was Gary, in the original capital plan, the fire chief had asked for $450,000 to replace a fire truck that was on our schedule. We can't afford that, but like to put $100,000 away this year and hopefully within a year or two be able to fully fund the replacement of the fire truck. That fire truck then slides to a reserve piece, and then the 24-year-old other piece gets retired, so we have a systematic replacement schedule for cruisers, public safety. So the request is to start in a separate account to begin to fund that. At the same time, he was able to get a better price on the defib, so we can knock down $29,000, but we'd like to add back $15,000 for radio repeaters. As you know, all public police and public safety equipment needs to go from analog to digital. And so the police, I think, is 100% correct.
Yes, yeah.
And now the fire department wants to get to that point, so they're going to ask for money over time to get up to speed with the repeater. So I'll run through them all, and you can ask questions. The police, working with... asking for one less cruiser, he asked for six, originally came in and approved five, but can live with four, probably have to come back with five next year, hopefully things will be a little better. But at the same time, working with the tech department, they were able to, one of the good things about time is technology sometimes comes down with time, and working with Tim, they were able to cut the $15,000 price tag down to $10,000. At the same time, they had a request in their fiscal 11 budget to replace bulletproof vests, which have a five-year life. And given what we're facing in fiscal 11, I thought it's better to just fund them out of the capital plan. They do it; they meet the standard of a five-year life and over $10,000. So, requesting that get added back in for pretty much a break even on the police. Like to increase the paving to by $180,000 to $500,000. Only leaves us about $30 million short, but we haven't appropriated money for paving since 2003, and anybody that's driven around is starting to pay the price. And we really, the capital subcommittee asked us to develop a plan to come back to them with about how we're going to really figure out this paving issue or road construction.
My road's first, right?
What?
My road's first.
Everybody's roads first, as long as you vote for the money. And then...
we got an ethics test.
I didn't say anybody here. I didn't say everybody here first. Okay. And then finally, facilities. We had the police station roof on for last year, but had a serious leak to which we almost lost some servers, or we lost a server. And it's, so we really need to get that done ASAP. We're hoping to get one more year out of the 20 years. We did have a request for safety to put some pads at the end of the Davis Thayer gym so that people don't crash into the walls. Small details. It was a badge of honor when I was a kid, but today no one can get hurt. That's right. And then we just thought we could, you know, there's like a $6 million backlog on school work. We'd like to throw $25,000 at carpet in the Kennedy. That's on the capital plan. And so those are the changes all in. Then it below just gives you the final requested breakdown by department for a total of $2,119,000, of which we would take money from free cash, $200,000 from cable, and $110,000 from the FY08 employee benefits reserves. Is that on the sheet?
No, not on
that sheet. I'm sorry, I was looking at the other sheet. So that's kind of a brief update. The three, four of the departments here, if you have any specific questions on any of the changes or any questions generally, we have the answer. We'll have them.
Great. Question. So the free cash and the cable gift, can only go towards capital improvement?
No. Cable can only go to, like, the cable. The cost of the fiber, to run fiber to all the buildings at school and municipal buildings, is $350. Since the cable folks would use it, they're willing to fund $200,000, but that can only be used for that if you're going to take the $200,000, because the cable has to get a benefit out of it. They can't use their money for just overall public appropriation. Free cash can be used for any legal appropriation.
So maybe I'm out of the loop as far as state monies coming in and next year's budget for the schools and everything. Can free cash be used for employee salaries?
Can be used for anything. The policy of the town council as well as this finance committee is not to use free cash for any operating expenses. Right. We had that policy. It's a policy, it's not a law. And the reason we developed and adopted that is because we don't have any other way to fund our capital plan. And if you notice, I kind of tried to break it down. Of the $2 million, almost $1.5 million just goes for infrastructure, $300 for equipment, and $350 for vehicles. Without the police and the fire and those guys, folks, no vehicles, no one shows up. So even though we're going to have a humongous struggle next year on our budget, we still have to have equipment to respond to the emergencies that we have. We still have to fix roads, et cetera, et cetera. So that's why we have that policy.
So certainly, though, on the flip side of that, I mean, if you were to spend free cash for operating, then you'd have to put all the fire trucks and all the cruisers and whatever in your annual budget. So it gets kind of lumpy here. And the way we do it, we wait until we see what's left over, and then we figure
right.
out what.
So the capital plan could be $1 million 1 year and $2.5 million the next year. It really depends on free cash and how bad the winter is. So it has to be pliable, because we don't have we've had free cash as low as $600,000 and as high as $3 million.
And that's where the risk is. So if you're,
if you commit $1 million of free cash, for instance, to the operation budget, then you have to do that every year. And as soon as you don't get that, you're behind in the operation budget, and you don't have a capital budget. Mm-hmm. So, the fiscal struggle is forever, but and believe me, the $2 million is a far cry from what the requests are. So, anyway, that's kind of a long-winded answer to the philosophy that we've had for the last decade. So a lot of people, it's a great question, because a lot of people don't understand it. Wait a minute, we're going to be cutting jobs and cutting services, but we're going to be fixing the roads and fixing roofs and... Well, yeah, because the infrastructure problems don't go away with the financial struggles that we have.
Just so you know, the word on the street about school cuts, it's just, I keep hearing it, so.
It's coming.
I just wonder,
School cuts, police cuts, fire cuts, DPW cuts, library cuts, go down the list.
Yeah.
It's going to be unavoidable.
Somebody planted a money tree.
Yep. Thank you.
Thank you.
Other questions on capital? Well, I think it's great that the defibrillators came down in price. That was one of my concerns, that we weren't getting those, because I know you had voiced some concern on that. So that's, and in fact, we get some radio upgrades there, that helps. Chief Williams, how about one less cruiser?
Again, because of the cruiser concept we have going, our life expectancy has been lengthened, so I can probably get away with, I originally came in for 6, I went down to 5, now I'm down to 4. I can't go anything lower than that, and next year, as the town administrator said, I'll probably be asking for 5, because I've gotten that much far behind on my replacement costs.
Yep.
So I can get through this year, what I have.
And I'm sure you won't complain about new baths either.
Excuse me?
I hope you won't. I'm sure you won't complain about new vests either.
No, that's a necessity.
Okay. Great. Any other questions? Seeing none, I'll entertain a motion.
Make a motion to...
Two motions, Mr. Chairman. One...
Fire truck.
Fire truck separate, because we're going to keep that in a separate account and build that up. So we've asked for two votes.
Oh, and actually, before we get there, Jeff, I do have one last question. What is the FYOA employee benefits ENC?
We don't have a... we've been 3 years without a collective bargaining agreement with our firefighters and unable to reach agreement. We've been reserving that money for pay raises, but I don't see that coming. So I think we can put the money towards some other use.
ENC means encumbrances.
So if that does come, we'll need to find that from another source.
Well, you know, right now we're in mediation, going to arbitration. That could be 9 months, 8 months, 10 months.
Right.
Who knows what the arbitrator is going to say, and I can't tell you what the council is going to say.
Right.
But it's been, everybody else has been settled for a long time, and this has been 3 years, and no real progress has been made.
Okay.
And times are tough.
Yep.
And so where would that money come from if it does get resolved? And is there any chance that, you know...
I'm not going to talk about collective bargaining in a public session.
No, I understand that. But in retrospect, if it did come through and we did this thing, would this be a use for the stabilization fund? Is that where this would come from, or would it be available?
Well, it can come from any legal source. The issue is, again, you don't know what the decision is going to be. You don't know what the council is going to do. Council might say, disagree, not getting it. Okay? But that could be 9 months from now.
And does that entirely wipe out that account?
Yep.
That was how much was in there?
That's how much was encumbered.
Okay. So that was the entire amount then?
Yes.
Okay.
For FYOA.
Yes.
That seems creative. Is that creative?
It's I wouldn't call it creative. It's you can reappropriate funds. It's legal appropriation.
Seems like it won't be needed, so. Anything else? All right, now I'll entertain two motions.
I'm going to make a motion to the FY 210 capital improvement of
$2,019,000.
Thank you. What would it be?
Yeah, no, $2,019,000 is the first one.
Yep. He seconded.
Oh, there was a second on it?
Mm-hmm.
Sorry, didn't hear that. Okay, motion made and seconded. Further discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Excellent. Second motion.
Make a motion for the 2010 fire truck in the amount of $100,000.
Second.
Motion made and seconded. Further discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Excellent. Jeff, we used to have an account for the same thing for an ambulance, didn't we?
Oh, no, we set aside $125,000 from ambulance receipts into an account, and every 2 to 3 years, depending on the cycle, we take that money out to buy an ambulance. So we do have an account, but that was a vote of the council, so that automatically gets transferred in. It was voted about.
Yeah, receipts were right.
Okay, so this is a completely new account.
That's
well,
correct.
It's not even going to be an account like that, but
just
a continuing appropriation.
Great.
All right. We filed for insurance claim. Oh, we borrowed one. Chief.
Yeah, they borrowed
did
one.
Did we borrow a service from somebody else and we're trying to file an insurance claim?
Yes, we did. Our email server completely shut it out because of the leak. Fortunately, we got to it before it got into all... Actually, it did get into some of the other servers that we had, but we salvaged them and made do and got them out of there in time. We're borrowing one from a friend of ours until we get our replacement back. And it's an insurance plan.
Great. Excellent.
For a full schedule of Franklin meetings, please visit the town website, and a link will be in the show notes. As I close this session this week, let me remind you that if you like what I'm doing here, please tell your neighbors and friends. If you don't like something, please tell me. Thank you for listening. For additional information, please visit franklinmatters.blogspot.com. If you have questions or comments, you can reach me directly at suresteve@gmail.com. The music for the intro and exit was provided by Michael Clark and the group East of Shirley. The piece is entitled Ernesto Mañana, copyright Michael Clark and Tintype Tunes in 2008, and used with their permission. I hope you enjoy.